Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
And welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Mike Crute has a well-deserved day off, so it's just the one Devil's Advocate here today with Evan on the board and our fair audience joining me at 844-967-2789. Audience, you are the guest today.
We need you guys.
I got an hour worth of material in a two-hour show, but we're going to stretch it out. We're going to make it last. Never let you see how the sauce is getting made over here. Obviously, big, huge breaking news today. It's not quite Merrick Garland Day, but Merrick Garland did speak today about the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, former President Trump's home down in Florida. And it's amazing how all these Republicans in the last couple of days just beside themselves. Oh, this is terrible. This is a witch hunt. This is political persecution, and release the warrant, release the hounds. Well, apparently Merrick Garland did move today to have a judge allow him to release the search warrant and the documents that go along with it. And now apparently Donald Trump has a few days to decide if that's what he really wants. You know, I mean, be careful what you wish for. You might just get it. So let's start out with the sound Merrick Garland, a pretty short speech, did not take any questions.
Kept us waiting, too. It was like 35 minutes of a blank podium.
Well, it wasn't like Trump in Waukesha where he left us waiting there, 90 minutes? It certainly wasn't the 3+ hours where Trump did nothing while his people attacked the Capitol. But I digress. It was certainly worth the wait. Let's hear cut number 10, AG Merrick Garland on the raid.
Good afternoon. Since I became Attorney General, I have made clear that the Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work. Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week. That search was of premises located in Florida belonging to the former president. The department did not make any public statements on the day of the search. The former president publicly confirmed the search that evening, as is his right. Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause. The property receipt is a document that federal law requires law enforcement agents to leave with the property owner. The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter. Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing. All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, to due process of the law, and to the presumption of innocence. Much of our work is by necessity conducted out of the public eye. We do that to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans and to protect the integrity of our investigations. Federal law longstanding department rules and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time. There are, however, certain points I want you to know. First, I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken. Third, let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves. I am honored to work alongside them. This is all I can say right now. More information will be made available in the appropriate way and at the appropriate time. Thank you.
Mr. Attorney General, the former president of the
FBI agents.
Thank you all for your questions. But as I said, this is all I can say at this time.
That's amazing. They stopped asking questions when he said that's it. They just looked at him and wow.
And then he walked away. Merrick Garland, in less than 4 minutes, pulls the rug out, calls the bluff of the megas. Aaron Blake has a piece in the Washington Post relating to this. I want to share this with you, an audience. You can, of course, join me at 844-967-2789. Writes Blake, from virtually the moment former President Donald Trump expounded on the execution of a search warrant at Mar-a-Lago and his GOP allies joined him in instantly crying foul, there's been a disconnect. A bunch of people immediately claimed that this was a very bad thing, even as they mostly knew next to nothing about it. What if the evidence behind the search was damning? How could you know the search went too far if you don't know what it was about? Otherwise, it sounds a lot like saying the former president is above the law. Trump himself could shed a lot of light on the alleged miscarriage of justice. It was noted repeatedly by disclosing the search warrant. But 3 days later, he still hasn't done so. Well, I mean, if you do that, how are you going to fundraise on it? On Thursday, Merrick Garland decided to put the ball more explicitly in Trump's court. In the news conference, of course, we just heard that, he announced that DOJ is going to seek to unseal the search warrant. But in doing so, DOJ made clear repeatedly that this wasn't a decision it could make unilaterally. In a court filing, the department emphasized that Trump could object. Quote, in these circumstances involving a search of the residence of a former president, the government hereby requests the court to unseal the notice of filing and its attachment, absent objection by former President Trump, the Justice Department said. It reemphasized at the end of the filing that, quote, the former president should have an opportunity to respond to this motion and lodge objections, including with regard to any legitimate privacy interests or the potential for injury if these materials are made public. That Trump could object is a matter of course, but the fact that the Justice Department chose to drive that point home to him and even go this route in the first place is important. The pushback against the search warrant on the right put the Justice Department in an unenviable spot. It almost never comments on ongoing investigations, but this is a matter of significant public interest and is already the subject of plenty of uninformed criticism. Ain't that the truth? From there, it could set aside protocol and make disclosures, or it could do nothing and let the critics drive the messages, including continued false and baseless accusations. There was also the matter of whether Trump's lawyers even had the warrant. Public comments from one of his lawyers suggested his legal team was in possession of a copy, but a Fox Business reporter has called that into question. The filing Thursday effectively negates that. From there, it's up to the Trump team to decide whether to sign off or not. On one hand, there may be things in the warrant that Trump quite logically doesn't want people to know. But if his lawyers object, even to the disclosure of limited details, it will look like they're obscuring something, which will undermine their side's pushback. That could also give allies some heartburn for fear of what they don't know. As an aside here, the Times reported Thursday that some of Trump's allies are being warned by some Republicans against overzealously criticizing the FBI and the Justice Department because damaging information might be coming out that would reflect poorly on those criticisms.
Oh, yeah, really? No doubt. You know?
On the other hand, writes Aaron Blake, Trump could just let it all come out, something he hasn't appeared apt to do thus far. That could reshape this entire conversation, one that's been much more fruitful for Trump in the abstract because he didn't have to account for the actual details. Greenlighting the release would force a true reckoning over precisely what he or someone else might have improperly removed from the White House. And unless this were to progress to a criminal case, it's not clear we would ever learn what's in the warrant. So Trump would be allowing the release of something that might not otherwise ever see the light of day. Trump has until 3 p.m. Friday to decide whether he'll oppose unsealing the documents. That's tomorrow, folks. 3 p.m. tomorrow. He's got less than 24 hours to stop your bitching and either release it, agree to it, or continue to have it blocked. And that's certainly your right to do, sir. But then you can't. You and the other Republicans can't continue bitching about it because he has the option to do so, and he could allow the DOJ to do so.
And, as Blake, you know, the first subpoena came in a long time ago, too, you know? This has been on his radar.
This has been. And that is also some news today. We'll get to that as well. A subpoena was issued months ago. So this is not like the first conversation they've had in this regard. Aaron Blake from the Washington Post wraps it up like this. Whatever the case, this seems to put the DOJ on significantly firmer ground than in 2016. Back then, concerns were raised about FBI Director Comey's unorthodox disclosures about Clinton's email server investigation, something Clinton allies later blamed for her loss to Trump. Comey was effectively pushed into a corner, just as Garland was this week. On Thursday, Garland effectively pulled Trump into the corner with him. Not quite Merrick Garland Day, but a progress on this issue.
We needed this, right?
Yes. I mean, this was absolutely. And there's also news today that some crackpot in body armor tried to, you know, shoot people or get into an FBI office in Cincinnati. We'll go there as well. Chase, shots fired. Apparently the person is contained, but that is still an ongoing situation. And the way all the Republicans have come out against something they don't even know about. They don't know what's in there. I mean, this was a national security issue. There were national security folks on site at in Florida at Mar-a-Lago. So what is that all about? I don't know, but I'm concerned, and you should be too. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. No Crudy, just you and me. And Evan, 844-967-2789.
That's a riot. I'm the exact same way, but it must.